This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At AE2S today in Fargo, celebrating the NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo that's happening at the Fargo Dome. A lot of youngsters, future career professionals, young professionals that might be joining AE2S or a career in engineering and tech, and so we're talking about it today. Folks at AE2S are a sponsor of that Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome today. We're at their offices in Fargo, where they're about to celebrate their 25th anniversary on Friday, and talking with some of the professionals here about positions here. We're going to talk just a little bit with Jared Heller, who's an assistant operations manager, talk about the benefits they offer at AE2S. So that's important for young professionals to consider. And a little later on, Kellen Group. Kellen is a graduate just last year at NDSU, bachelor's degree in civil engineering, and a young professional at AE2S, and talk about some advice for new graduates. So that's coming up on the program as well. Brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And, of course, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon is B-Mobile, right? But you may not know that B-Mobile is about more than just phones and tablets. In fact, they want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Hum is the technology that makes your car smarter and safer. It's the perfect tool. Features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, and for a limited time, if you have a teen in your home getting their license, they can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile. Locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota online at bmobile.com. Tell them Scott sent you. 8 past the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. All right. And that means your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics for Congressman Kevin Cramer are welcome. A couple calls that came in we've not got to. Play those first two that we didn't get to last hour, Todd, and we'll start there.
So what you're saying is this is the same group, Standing Rock, that would not bring the Fighting Sioux Grand Forks thing to a vote. And then you and I are wasting our time on it right now. That's how I understand it, too. Thanks.
Hi, this is Brent from Bismarck, and I guess what we should do about the pipeline down there is all of us that want that pipeline to go through, we should all go down there and stand between the protesters and the workers. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have people paying our bills, so we have to work. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks for the calls. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer says, I heard something on the news that Heidi Heitkamp got a couple of $1 million appropriated for law enforcement on the reservation. How about they endorse that check and give it to Morton County for law enforcement expenses incurred for protest law enforcement? Well, as we heard in this discussion, Governor Dalrymple said there would be an effort to hold the responsible parties accountable for any expenses incurred. So at some point, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is going to get a bill. Now, the source of funds to repay it, maybe not bad. What is amazing to me is I did look up that press release, and I thought maybe there was a rare press release from Senator Heitkamp about this situation. Because as our listeners have pointed out repeatedly, she remains in hiding, literally. Nowhere to be found addressing this issue. Obviously, it's a politically challenging environment for union officials, say, Senator Heitkamp, fix this. Law-abiding North Dakotans say, fix this, right? The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says, be on our side. Go lay in front of the bulldozers. So she's chosen to take neither side and hide. And it really is it's sad in my mind. It is a sad state of affairs because we don't elect people to hide. We elect them to get in the middle of situations and fix them. Her press release talks about how $800,000 in federal funding is going to go to the Indian tribal governments to support tribal government in reducing the violence Native American women face, strengthen the tribal government's ability to respond quicker, and make sure those who commit such crimes are held accountable. Well, that's a good thing. And I think a prime example of how when we talk about being sovereign and we need to consent on whether projects get done, you can't have it both ways. You can't say we need help with law enforcement, we need dollars, and then not recognize this has to be a two-way street. There's also $200,000 for public safety and community policing grants and $500,000 in federal funding under the Comprehensive Victim Assistance Program. A lot of money. A lot of money. No doubt about it. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number to weigh in here on the program. And Congressman Kramer with us yet? If not, I'll start on some of these texts. Pardon me?
He's on.
Okay, good. Good.
I am with you.
Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We were just waiting a little bit to get you connected. How are you?
I'm very well, but I've enjoyed your monologue there. It was informative.
Well, you can agree or disagree. I mean, for one, I think, and look, you as a member of the congressional delegation have to work with Senator Heitkamp, so I understand you're going to be more measured in your words. What I do is give my opinion, and I hear repeatedly from listeners who are very frustrated about this, the latest being this example. Is that criticism too harsh?
I think it's fine. We're all subject to lots of criticism, and, it seems appropriate. I do think she's in a very difficult position. It was interesting. I've had a number of national reporters, as you know, interview me on the topic, and I pretty much take them all. And a couple of them have asked at one point, isn't Senator Heitkamp in a very difficult position, considering she has, on the one hand, she has the reservation and the Native American tribes as constituents, and on the other hand, she has the oil companies and their employees and the pipeline companies and their employees as their her constituents. Doesn't that put her in a difficult place? And I said, they're the exact same constituents I have. So I guess we're all in the same place. And I do think for some people it's a little more difficult, Scott, for them to separate sort of the facts of law and the legal issues from the political issues. And I always say the safe place to be is right down the center line of the law. And if you keep everything, in that lane, you're fine politically as well as with regard to truth. So, for example, I don't know if you saw it. I did an interview over the weekend, sat down with Soledad O'Brien. And Soledad O'Brien's not known as exactly a right winger. But we did 5 minutes on this issue, and, it was all said and done. I think if people watched the interview, they'd say, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much right down the middle. And she said afterwards, she said, I think you're right. I think, if you can't confuse retroactive enforcement of things with prospective discussion about things. I think that's exactly right. If we can have a prospective discussion about whether things should be done differently going forward, but you can't punish a law-abiding corporate citizen and all of their employees who followed every letter of the law times two, and with a new idea or a new political idea. So I just think people need to stick to the letter of the law, and then you're fine.
Speaking of which, there is, we spoke with you in the last couple of weeks about an agreement between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, saying, yes, okay, we'll permit you the ability to protest, but you've got to do it within some confines, and you do need to move. You can't be on that land, but you can be on that land. Where's that at?
As far as I know, the permit's been issued, and you have on the south side of the Cannonball River, if anybody's been out there or you're familiar with the area, that is on reservation land, which is also core land, the permit for peaceful protest or for, as I call it, a free speech zone. On the north side, you have the encampment that is not permitted, and I've not been up there now for a couple of weeks, I guess, or a week and a half anyway, and there's I suspect there are still people unlawfully camped there. So the permit allows the tribe to have their camp. The permit does not allow others to camp off of that free speech zone. But unfortunately, the permit didn't come with an eviction notice, but rather permits what's legal, does not permit what is not legal.
Yeah, well, that's, again, going back to your earlier point of just following the law as you try and assess this, that's now a blatant disregard of the law.
It seems to me that it would be, yes. It seems to me that it is. I heard, and I don't know, you know, some of these things swirl around, but I heard from pretty reliable people, you know, that a couple of campers, a couple of people that pulled a camper into a core land along the Missouri River within the last week or so, were not only asked to be removed, they were removed, but they were cited with an infraction as well, and they just pulled their camper into an area, nice area along
yeah,
the river.
Yeah, there we go. Double standard. More after this with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, and comments. We'll talk about the debate, too, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here from What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details. When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stopping for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Shared, and Todd, you can do the same on the K-Fire page, but just shared on my Facebook page the interview with Soledad O'Brien and Congressman Cramer on Matter of Fact that he was just talking about. If you want to check that out, welcome back to the program. We are at AE2S in Fargo today. Their 25th anniversary coming up this weekend. We're talking about an event happening today at NDSU. It's the Career and Tech Expo that is happening out there, and actually Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome that is happening. AE2S, one of the sponsors, and Jared Heller is out there. He's talking with some prospective AE2S employees that are looking for a new home. How many times when you have a conversation with them are they asking about, you know, the benefits? I'm curious, I think when you're older, you think about benefits, but are these younger students, are they asking right away about benefits and the packages that AE2S offers, Jared?
It's definitely with the younger crowd, the college students, the recent graduates. I think the shift when we do talk to them, I think they're more, I hate to say it, they're more focused on the bottom line dollars. I think, as you said, as you get older and you get families, the benefits are more important. But, majority of them, I think they're really looking at, you know, starting salaries, where we're at, just to kind of compare. I think once you kind of start talking in detail with them, they start understanding the benefits. But the main conversation, I think it's more focused on the bottom line dollars. But like you said, as you get older, the benefits are more important as well, too. So.
And that's the value of these conversations that happen at events like this at the Engineering and Tech Expo, where you can sit down and say, hey, you know, you might not think a lot about today, but you're going to in the future. And let me tell you about this company after 25 years and the benefits package we do have. So you can think about that and plant that seed. As you have that conversation, what do you think are the best parts of the benefits package that AE2S offers?
You know, I would say that the top priority, the benefit I see is, you know, since the beginning, Charlie and Steve, 25 years ago here on Saturday, they've really taken care of their employees, and that's with health insurance. You know, today's world with health insurance, always difficult discussion and changing environment, but they've been really committed to paying for 100% family. That includes, you know, the employee plus the family and any dependents, 100%. So there is absolutely no premiums coming out of the employee's pocket, which, you know, when you're talking to family and health insurance, sometimes those premiums can get up pretty high during, you know, each month. And, you know, when you start considering that addition to, you know, the additional compensation, you know, it adds up pretty quickly. So, you know, I think that the top one is the health insurance, very rich health plan, which is a very unique, I think very unique with the industry today and even, you know, world, you know, nationwide with health insurance, with the change in environment. The other one, I think, is go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say that's best in class when you're talking about 100% family paid health insurance. Pretty amazing. What's the other one you want to mention?
Absolutely. The other one, you know, I think it's really the retirement plan and the profit sharing. You know, and typically we match basically up to 50% of the 100% of the first 3%, and then 50% of the next 2% of the employee contribution. And then basically from there on a, you know, as we've seen in the past, AE2S has been very successful on a year to basis. And there's also a optional potential profit sharing up to another 6%. So in total, the retirement savings is about 10% of your total compensation on a yearly basis as a potential. So that's another key benefit. You know, with young grads, they're not really thinking, most of them aren't thinking about retirement, but, you know, you start adding that up in your early years, it adds up pretty quickly with retirement, and it's very beneficial at the end. So,
fascinating. Jared is an assistant operations manager with AE2S. And by the way, if this piqued your interest today and you're not at the Fargo Dome or have a youngster at the Fargo Dome today that is at the Engineering and Tech Expo taking this in, they're always looking to hire talented individuals in their offices across North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, and Utah, too. You can go to AE2S.com/careers and check out open positions and even submit your resume for consideration as well. So, Jared, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott.
It's a better deal than Congress, I think, isn't it, Congressman Kramer?
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall with us today on the program. Chris is on the road and has a question for Kevin. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Congressman Kramer, I know you kind of have a line to Mr. Trump, and next time you talk to him, I was wondering if you could pass him on a message or a suggestion from Joe Average Citizen. But in the next debate, when you're dealing with Hillary Clinton, to remember the five C's: calm, cool, collective, confident, and cynical. And maintaining a sense of humor, doing it won't hurt at all. Thank you.
I like it. I'm going to pass those on. That's great. In fact, I just had a meeting this morning with some folks from the transition team, and so I'm going to pass those on.
How did you think he did last night or Monday night?
I guess if Scott, you and I could go on for a long time, but we'd probably say all the same things people have been saying for a day or a day and a half. I thought he was great
early on. I thought he was fine the rest of the way. I think that none of us understand his instincts and how they relate to a lot of people as well as he does. So sometimes I think we get more critical than we need to be, and I throw myself in that camp. I would say this. I think for most people, the frustration, most supporters of his, the frustration, if anything, is that he missed opportunities, not so much in what he did do, but in the opportunities he missed to bring up issues that where he shines and where she gets hurt. And you know, his taxes aren't a good topic, but my taxes and average Joe citizen's taxes are a good point. They're good ones for him. So I think he should focus a little more there, but we'll take the 5 C's into the next one.
Kevin in Moorhead for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Congressman. My question is about what I'm reading here today. And we know, you know, I've read about it before, but right now there's a good article in that I'm reading, and it's got to do with ICANN, and the president's ready to turn this over here in a couple of days. Are you aware of this? I'm sure you are. And are you planning on anything to try to stop this from happening? It just seems like another way for the president to give away, you know, another strategic asset that, you know, we've developed, and he's more than willing to give this away. Just wondering if you know about it.
Yeah, I do know about it. I'm familiar with it. I've sat through a couple of pretty long hearings on the issue, as a matter of fact. I'm on the Communications and Technology Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce that has jurisdiction. There are efforts to try and stop it, stop him from doing it. It's not likely we're going to succeed in at least this initial push. And the one thing people should understand about it is that it's not, you know, sometimes it's touted as sort of a UN type of a deal, or, you know, it is certainly global. It's global interest. It is more, what's the word I'm trying to find here? More industry or independent than, say, a global government type of control. But I agree with you, Kevin, that this is a strategic asset. I've never heard it put that way. That's a very good description of it. It's a strategic asset developed in the United States by citizens of the United States, corporate citizens and others, certainly continues to be developed, and it's the kind of strategic asset we shouldn't give up lightly. That said, I will tell you, there are a lot of people, a lot of those same corporate citizens who want it to be under a little broader authority. So it's not, politically, it's not as easy as some issues, but I'm completely with you on it. We are looking at strategies to try and roll that back or stop it if we can.
But like most things, I know there's not a lot you can do, but as long as you're trying, you know, and you're aware of it. So.
Well, yes. Yep. I appreciate your awareness of it, because it's one of those wonky things that not a lot of people pay attention to.
And we have had a couple calls on it, so others are watching for sure. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Mark in Bismarck, Terry in Bismarck. More of your calls, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Don Ronsberg from the Department of Homeland Security, discusses the run, hide, fight concept.
Run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, run, hide, fight are the choices. So if you can safely get out of that building, then get out. You know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility. And a safe room is any type of a room that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out. And then as a last resort, you have to fight. You have to survive.
For more information on violence preparedness, go to www.ndse.org/homeandcommunities.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. $9.99 a month, and you get no more landline. And your bill probably, if you look, $30-$40. Okay, so you go from $9.99 a month. You still have your landline. That's nice. But you have a lot lower bill, and your landline goes with you now. It's mobile. Is that wonderful? Now, there's a one-time setup fee of $25 for this service that we told you about. From ouroldnumber.com, but that, for the remainder of September, just a couple of days left, is waived if you go to ouroldnumber.com. So there's an incentive to do this. If you've heard me talking about Our Old Number, say, that makes sense. Why are we doing this? We can save some money. Let's just make the change. Now's the time to do it. Ouroldnumber.com, or call them at 800-774-0530. 800-774-0530. We today are at AE2S in Fargo, celebrating the 25th anniversary of AE2S, and also talking about an event happening at the Fargo Dome today, the NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo at the Fargo Dome. And talking also with some of the professionals from AE2S. Our next guest is actually a young professional that is a NDSU grad last year with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, and now is a part of the AE2S team, Kellen Grube. How are you, Kellen?
I'm great, Scott. How's it going?
Good. Now, I know folks that have the same last name spelling that say Grub and others that say Grube. Which one do you go by?
Grub.
All right. Kellen Grubb. Where'd you grow up, Kellen?
Tioga, North Dakota.
Tioga, North Dakota. I know it well. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. That's where I met some of your friends and family up there, as a matter of fact. And we have KTGO booming right now, this very broadcast up to your hometown. And now you're with AE2S, which is really neat. And you are meeting folks that are about to graduate in a position you were not all that long ago out at NDSU. What kind of advice are you giving them?
What are we like handing out as goods, or
what kind of advice? What kind of conversations? How does the dialogue go? Yeah.
Well, advice. I would suggest to focus on school first. You know, the most important thing is getting the degree. So I would urge students to make that their top priority. Next, I would probably suggest for students to get out there and get involved in the many student organizations that NDSU offers. I was active in the NDSU student chapters of the Water Environment Federation and the American Water Works Association. And because of that involvement, I was able to network with other students from across the state and country, and I got to participate in state and national conferences. So, and then lastly, I would probably encourage students to pursue internship opportunities. I mean, they're going to benefit from the experience gained, but it also makes finding a job that much easier.
How did you get your start at A2S?
Well, I started out my freshman year. I attended the NDSU Engineering Tech Expo just like today. And I met with Eric Dodds, and he said that there was an internship opportunity in Williston, North Dakota. So I headed out to Williston for the summer, and I spent a couple summers out there on various construction jobs. And then I was lucky enough to transition to the Fargo office, and I finished out my internship working in the Fargo office. So.
And in that time, any projects you're most proud of or excited about that you got a chance to work with?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to work on several big projects thus far. Currently, one of the ones I'm working on is the Red River Valley Water Supply Project, which is a water supply project that will safeguard water supplies for North Dakota communities and rural water districts in the event of a catastrophic drought. The project will provide water to cities and rural water districts across central and eastern North Dakota. So that's been pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, Kellen, thanks for the time. We're going to chat a little later before the end of the program and talk about other young professionals at A2S and what's happening here, and look forward to chatting with you more from the NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo today at the Fargo Dome that A2S is a sponsor for. Thanks, Kellen.
Thanks, Scott.
Kellen Grubb, Tioga, North Dakota native, 2015 NDSU grad with a bachelor's of degree in civil engineering and a young professional here at AE2S. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here's an off-air call that came in during the break. Let's roll that next. Not yet? I'll go to the call. You tell me when it's ready, Todd. Mark at Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Is this Congressman Cramer?
It is.
Good. First of all, this is Mark from Bismarck, and thank you, Scott, for doing a little bit better this week and getting people on to actually talk to Congressman Cramer. He came on at 10:12, or 10:10.
Mark, do you have a question for Congressman Cramer? Have you got valuable time here? Got a question?
Well, the valuable time is because you take up so much time.
Let it rip. Tell us your question.
My question is, there's a potential shutdown of the federal government this weekend. Because if they don't come to an agreement on the budget, the government's going to shut down. My question is, as a Republican, as a conservative Republican, the only people that look bad because of this are Republicans. And it doesn't make any difference what Harry Reid says or what anybody says. Mitch McConnell and all the Republicans are going to look like absolute idiots because of this government shutdown. And
all right. Somewhere there was a question. Go ahead, Congressman Cramer.
I guess I'm not sure. I think to bring people up to speed, I think what Mark's referring to is what's called not the budget so much as the appropriation for the rest of the fiscal year. So the fiscal year ends Friday at midnight. If we don't pass appropriations that keeps the government open, then there's a shutdown. So they're working on what's called a continuing resolution, which has become an all too familiar way of funding the government. It's a way that Democrats and Harry Reid prefer, because that keeps the president and the administration in charge, because we can't assign policy riders to a continuing resolution. That means the government continues to be funded at the exact same level. And I suppose the good news is that means there's no increase in spending, but also with the exact same policies in place as the current budget. It sounds like there is an agreement that the Senate Democrats have agreed to. It would be a continuing resolution through December 9th. That means that after the election, we'd come back and work on the appropriations for the rest of the fiscal year through a series of what we call mini-buses. We're familiar with the term omnibus, which is the whole budget or the whole appropriations at once rather than defense and these others. I will tell you, one of the strategies, and Mark, maybe this is what he's referring to, one of the strategies that Harry Reid and the Democrats like to use in the Senate to get to a CR is also to have
to disagree and keep moving the goalposts so that the Senate stays in session rather than goes home, because there are a handful of Republican incumbents that are in tough races who benefit from going home and campaigning. I will tell you, I don't share that view. Frankly, I think we all look better when we're here working and passing good legislation. So, as far as I'm concerned, Harry Reid can keep us here till election day. And if we're doing good work, that's far better. But some senators don't go home as often. They don't go home and campaign the other 5 years. I make it a point to go home every week and do my job both here and in North Dakota. So he is right that if a government shutdown takes place, Republicans always look bad. That gives leverage. There's no question that gives leverage to the minority. And they're fond of using that leverage. The biggest battle, people should know this, and if you follow it at all, you've heard of two crises that are at the forefront. One is relief for Louisiana flooding. The other is relief for Flint, Michigan. Democrats are insisting on relief for Flint, Michigan, even though that was that is an infrastructure problem in the city of Flint, in the state of Michigan. Obviously Republicans that dominate the political landscape in Louisiana want relief for flood victims. Both have some relevance. Both are either going to get funded in this CR, both won't be, but there will be some agreement on how that'll be handled in the lame duck, and I think that's where we are. And by the way, all of that will be paid for by cuts in other places.
Terry Bismarck, next question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Thank you, Congressman Kramer. I don't have a riddle for you, like Mark, but what I do have is just a slight observation of the so-called theatrical debates that Mr. Trump has to participate in. Please bend his ear and tone. He can't win the hearts and the minds of the commentators or the far-left liberals. All he has to do is come out and say, at the beginning of one of these theatrical plays, is, look, I'm not here to win the media, and I'm not here to win the theatrical atmosphere of the commentator, but I am here to win the hearts and minds of every U.S. citizen to have a better life.
Make America great again.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that comment and that observation, because I think that is largely what he does do, and he may not articulate it straight up front like that, but I think that's a heck of an opening statement, frankly, to sort of set the stage with. Don't get confused. I'm not here to win Lester Holt's affection, like you said, to score points with the theatrical commentators, but rather to tell it like it is. And you know what I've noticed, Gary, and I'd be interested in your feedback on this. And I'm guilty of this. Sometimes when I hear him talk, I cringe and I think, he didn't have to say that, or, you know, he could have said that nicer. And then I'm reminded that people aren't even judging exactly what he says as much as the fact he's willing to say it. You know,
he's
not memorizing.
Yes, I do know.
Somebody wrote for him, right? Is that true? I do know.
I'm 100% behind Trump because of the simple fact. He may not be perfect, but who is? And secondly, he says it like it is. And that's what us people out here want.
Yeah.
I've also noticed,
and I'd be interested in this observation too, if people agree with me on this. I've noticed that on some issues where he's evolved a little bit, Western lands is one of them, even energy to some degree is another one. He has demonstrated that his openness and curiosity, while he takes extreme positions sometimes, they're not always extremely ideological, they're not always, you know, right-wing conservative, they're oftentimes, much to the chagrin of some of us, not very conservative at all, but his evolution of thought and rhetoric shows you that this guy is a negotiator that's curious and listens to people. And sometimes that's another area where I think, well, okay, I disagree with that, but you know what? He's listening to people. One thing about him, you know, Hillary Clinton spent several days, as we know, holed up preparing for the debate by, you know, learning one-liners and whatnot. He prepared for the debate by going out and doing rallies, talking to real people.
That's the way it has to be won.
Yeah, that's right. The people that have said he didn't prepare, I always say, well, you better define prepare. And if prepare is, again, the old way of people stuffing your head full of talking points, I'm not so sure that he's ever going to prepare in that way, and I don't know that we'd want him to. Hillary obviously did, and, you know, got some points for it, but we'll see in the long haul. All right, short break, a few more minutes with Congressman Kramer, and lots of comments to get to. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Kildeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botno, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're at AE2S today. The NDSU Engineering and Tech Expo is happening at the Fargo Dome. We're going to check in with Kellen Grubb, who is an NDSU grad and is a young professional with AE2S in just a moment. But we have a couple of minutes left with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Lightning round. Question from a listener. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
When is the rule of law going to be restored in this country? We have the seeds of anarchy being sown here right now with this pipeline protest, this lawless Clinton woman being allowed to run for president when she should be put in prison for the things that she done and that other people have been put in prison for, lesser things. Policemen being shot in the streets. This is what happened before the revolution in Germany.
All right, we'll stop it there for a quick response.
The answer is when and if Donald Trump gets elected president of the United States, we can start restoring law and order. And if he is not, Hillary Clinton will be the president of the United States, and I expect we'll have more of the same from our Department of Justice and other law enforcement agencies and federal agencies and administrative and regulatory agencies. This is evidence that elections have consequences.
Jim Volker, the CEO of Whiting Petroleum, was at a Petroleum Association conference in San Francisco this week and said the Dakota Access Pipeline situation could be solved by giving economic opportunities, including supply and delivery contracts, to the Standing Rock Sioux and other Native Americans. What do you think of that comment?
Well, you know, I think that's a great idea, and Jim Volker's a very good thinker. There's a group called Energy Equipment and Infrastructure Alliance, which has a number of members both in labor unions and businesses along the entire supply chain. We think mainly of pipeline companies and oil producing companies and maybe some fracking companies, but this is everybody. And I think there's something to what Jim says. You know, some may disagree. They may have a more principled position they view as more principled, but the reality is that economic opportunity, first of all, keeps people busy doing productive things and rather than protesting. But second of all, it is what drives most politics in the United States of America. That is the opportunity for economic growth or the lack of it, and the lack of a job versus having a job. And people vote their pocketbooks. And yeah, I think Jim's onto something.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks a bunch. We'll chat with you next week, as always.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go back out to the Fargo Dome. Kellen Grubb is out there. Kellen is one of the young professionals at AE2S. Kellen, AE2S has a lot of young professionals, employees under the age of 35 that are here on staff at the locations throughout the company. Is it a good place for young professionals to work, would you say?
Yes, definitely. I was recently informed that approximately 60% of the staff in the Fargo and Moorhead offices are under the age of 35 and are young professionals. And many of them have already achieved leadership roles from, you know, project engineers, project managers, to even practice leaders and assistant managers. So it's a lively environment where, you know, I stay busy and challenged. So I feel it's a great place for YPs to work.
And if somebody's in the audience saying, hey, that sounds like a place I want to be, if 25% of the shareholders of AE2S are young professionals, that's just unbelievable. A quarter of the company, under 35. And so we probably piqued the interest of a few folks out there. How do folks find out more about AE2S if they're not with you at the Fargo Dome today?
Well, the easiest way is just go to the website, AE2S.com, and then click on careers for a full list of our open positions we currently have. I know that we're currently looking to fill some summer internships for next summer, as well as several other positions in offices across North Dakota and South Dakota. So.
And summer internships are a great way to start. That's how you started, right?
It's a fantastic way to start. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, that's great. So any fun conversations you want to share with before we let you go from the Fargo Dome today? What kind of a sense are you getting from the students there?
Well, I've been to a couple of these in the past, and it's just a really great thing to connect with some students. You see some familiar faces. I haven't had a chance to speak with any students today yet, but I'm headed in there right after this. So I'm looking forward to it.
All fired up from the radio show, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We fueled you up today. Sounds great. Well, Kellen, thank you for sharing a little bit of the story today. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet. Kellen Grubb, one of the young professionals at AE2S, thanks to Eric Dodge, the program manager here, told us a little bit about the big projects and their 25th anniversary, and Jared Heller, assistant operations manager, talked about the asset management program they have. Now, that's quite a program at AE2S and some of the things they're branching out into, and also a little bit about some of the benefits they offer here, and enjoyed learning from Kellen a little bit about the young professionals and advice that he shares with the new grads and the way he got his start as an intern here at AE2S as well. Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, celebrating their 25th anniversary, founded in Grand Forks on October 1st, 1991. And coincidentally, I was doing a radio show at that time in the very same building. So the very same building that AE2S started with was the building that was the depot downtown in Grand Forks, right there on Demers, the depot building. And they started in the very same building. So I remember when they started very very early on, just a couple of folks. And of course, it has grown now to a staff of more than 300 people and 17 offices across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah. It's a great story. Find out more about them at AE2S.com. Thanks for listening, my friends. We'll see you tomorrow on the program. We're going to talk with a Libertarian candidate for U.S. House, Jack Seaman, and also a little bit about the 40 Days for Life campaign that starts tomorrow with Pastor Dave Mata. Join us tomorrow right here. God bless you. Let there be light in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms and Four Seasons. The largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A four-season sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four-season sunroom. Waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.